The Discovery, Chapter 9, Part 2. Midnight's eyes shot open and the world around her quickly came into focus. She was still in David's room, laying on his bed with both of his arms still wrapped around her. She turned her head to look outside and saw that the sun was bathing the outside world in its warmth. It was already getting late in the morning. Midnight had a little time to move before David would wake up. But the way his arms were wrapped around her made it impossible for her to move without waking him. Midnight willed her horn to life, trying her best to keep it from glowing too brightly. A bright blue light mere inches away from his face would definitely wake David up. She slowly wrapped her magic around his right arm and began to gently pry it off her chest. Luckily, his hand wasn't pinned under her weight, so it came off freely. She carefully lowered his arm at his side and set about her next task, removing his left hand from her chest fur. Unlike his right hand, his left was gripping her fur, preventing any kind of getaway. Focusing on one finger at a time, Midnight slowly and methodically pried each of David's 5 digits from her chest. Midnight removed each finger at an agonizingly slow pace. Her heart pounded in her chest as she pried each digit away. She checked the clock numerous times as she worked, fearful of just how much time she was taking to escape.
Okay, there's 2 down, now just shit.
Midnight thought to herself as David stirred. Midnight immediately released her magic hold on David's finger. He moved slightly before settling back down and returning to his peaceful sleep. Midnight took several minutes to breathe and ensure that David was fully asleep before getting back to work.
Okay. Got this, Mid. Just a couple digits to go, and yes, there we go.
Midnight successfully removed David's last finger from her chest and checked once again to ensure that he was still asleep. His slow and steady breathing told her what she needed to know. Chancing a glance at the clock, Midnight sighed quietly.
Okay, that took 20 minutes, but you're at the home stretch, Mid. Here we go.
Forcing more magic into her horn, Midnight wrapped herself in her magic aura and began to gently levitate herself off of the bed. Slowly but surely, her weight was lifted off of the mattress, and she hovered several inches above David's sleeping form. The bed lightly creaked as the last of her weight was freed from the confines of gravity.
Alright, just gotta get down now.
Midnight gently lowered herself to the carpet with a quiet thud. She turned her head around to make sure David was still asleep, and to her relief, he remained still and undisturbed. She quickly walked out of the room and made her way back to the kitchen. She opened a small drawer and fished out a piece of paper and a pencil. With a quick flicker of magic, Midnight wrote down a note for David and snuck back into his room to put it on his desk. Once she was sure he would see it when he woke up, she quietly made her way for the front door and set off towards Canterlot. David awoke with a yawn and a long stretch. Despite how much he drank last night, he didn't seem to have any kind of hangover whatsoever.
Must be magic in the booze or something.
Opening his eyes to the room around him, David saw the white ceiling and light blue walls he was now so familiar with. He rolled over to the left in an attempt to go back to sleep, but noticed something odd. The spot he rolled onto felt slightly prickly and was warm. Much warmer than where he was laying.
Why is that spot so warm? Wait, is that hair? Was someone shedding on the bed? It's black. Oh no.
The realization hit David like a truck.
Oh god, this is Mid's hair. Did I sleep with her?
David hastily scrambled out of bed, searching for any signs of the graphite pony. He didn't see any indication of her presence, aside from the quickly fading warmth on the bed, and whatever loose hair clung to the sheets. David frantically searched through his memories of the previous night to find an answer.
Okay, come on, David, think. We went to the bar, yeah, we drank a lot, then we danced, then what? Shit, I can't remember. I just remember stumbling back into the house.
David's eyes fell on the desk as his thoughts raced. He saw the note, clearly displayed with his name written on it in Midnight's writing. Her elegant cursive displayed his name clearly and professionally. He gulped and walked towards the paper, each step slow and fearful of what the note might say.
What if we did sleep together last night? What if she was so disgusted that she wants me to leave? What if I hurt her somehow and she doesn't want to see me anymore?
After several tense seconds, David finally arrived at the paper. He slowly reached out and grabbed the note, careful not to wrinkle it. He unfolded it and began reading.
David, I'm going into town for a little while today. I need to talk with Princess Luna about my work, so I won't be back until noonish at the earliest. Hopefully when I get back, I'll have some good news for you. In the meantime, you should probably take it easy. You had a lot of drink last night, big guy. I'll see you in a bit. Mid. Who else?
David visibly relaxed. He let out a breath that he didn't know he'd been holding.
Okay, I don't think I slept with my best friend while we were both drunk. That's good.
David said, sighing with relief. David turned around and walked up to the bed. He gently brushed his hand against where Midnight had slept and felt what was left of her fur, and hair tickled his hand.
Then why is her fur on the bed, though? It's still so warm, too. She must have just left a couple of minutes ago. Did she tuck me in or something? Maybe she slept on the sheets with me, but nothing happened. Ponies do that, right?
David thought out loud as he sat on the bed and scratched the back of his head.
Okay, I'm gonna have to ask her when she gets back. She won't be back until noon. I guess I could take care of a few things while she's gone.
David pushed himself off of the bed and walked to the shower. Ducking his head into the slightly too small shower, he turned the knob to a decently hot medium and waited for the water to warm up as it began flowing. Once he got the temperature he wanted, he stripped his clothes and stepped inside. Within a few minutes, David was out of the shower and getting dressed. He ran through his mental checklist.
Okay, first, I need to go see about getting the shoes at the castle. Second, I need to clean up in here. Mid usually keeps things decently tidy, but this place has been a mess lately. And lastly, I need to talk to her once she gets back. About last night. There's no way she didn't sleep here with me. I'm fairly certain nothing happened, but if something did, well, I just hope our first time wasn't some drunken stupor that neither of us remember.
David stopped his thinking as he realized something.
Our first time? Jeez, listen to me, I sound like we're gonna end up together, are we? I mean, I feel like I shouldn't be okay with it, but then again, I'm not disgusted at all by the idea of sleeping with her. Honestly, I'm more worried it was when we were both drunk and didn't really know what we were doing. Maybe I should tell her how I feel? No, come on, David. There's no way she feels the same. She probably came down here last night to make sure you weren't dead, like any good friend would. That's it. She doesn't like you like that. Telling her would just ruin our relationship.
David sat in a solemn silence.
No point in arguing with myself. She's a pony, and that means she would want to be with a pony. Besides, it's not like I could just become a pony, could I?
The thought brought back the tidal wave of emotions David tried so desperately to suppress.
What am I talking about? I live in a land of magical talking ponies. Of course I could. If I was a pony, then there would be nothing to keep us apart. I could tell her how I feel, and it wouldn't be so weird. Ponies wouldn't give her a second look when she and I went on a date. Twilight could probably work some magic, and I could switch between being a pony and human at will. That'd be awesome! Best of both worlds right there.
Without another thought, David made his way out the door and headed for Canterlot Castle. Midnight arrived at Canterlot Castle as the sun's warmth finally began to heat up the street. There were only a few days left before Canterlot was due to receive its hearth-swarming snow, and ponies were already preparing for the coming frost fall. Many were wearing winter boots and scarves as well as full winter coats. Midnight waved at the guards stationed at the front door and walked inside. Easily navigating the familiar network of hallways through the castle, she found herself at the door of the throne room. She knocked three times, and to her surprise, the doors opened. A light blue aura quickly dissipated from the door handle as it opened enough for Midnight to enter. As she walked in, she was greeted by none other than Princess Cadence. Midnight quickly bowed.
Rise, Midnight. I've been expecting you.
Caden said, cheerfully.
Your Highness, I... Wait, you were?
Midnight asked as she rose to her hooves.
Indeed. Let's just say a mutual friend told me all about your predicament a little while ago.
No, Luna wouldn't tell her my story without letting me tell her myself.
Anyways, come over here, Midnight. Sit with me. Let's talk. I know the story, but I want to hear it from you.
Luna...
Midnight thought with a smirk. Midnight walked closer to Cadence, cautiously approaching the princess before sitting in front of her. She let out a long sigh.
Alright, I guess I should start from the beginning.
David arrived at Canterlot Castle with a grin. His favorite guard was on duty again, and she was already waving at him from her post, completely abandoning her professional attitude.
Hi, Davy!
Stormshield called from the gate.
Hey, Stormy!
David called back enthusiastically. The two closed the distance and embraced each other in a tight hug.
There you are! I've been hoping to see you all day!
She cheered.
Well, you sure are happy to see me. It's not like I was gone for a long time. I was here yesterday, you silly pony.
He said, as he booped her nose, causing her muzzle to scrunch up adorably.
I know. I just miss seeing you around the castle every day. So I get super excited whenever I get to see you anymore.
You know I live with Midnight, right? You can always come and visit. I'd love to see my favorite card without her armor on. Since that stuff makes you look all white, I still don't even know what your coat color is.
Absolutely! I'd love to come by sometime. But I thought I told you last week that it's blue, Davy. Anyways, what are you here for today? Besides seeing my beautiful muzzle, of course.
You did? Oh man, my memory's been getting worse, hasn't it? Anyways, I'm actually here to pick up some shoes and maybe talk with Tia about a couple of things. If she's around, that is.
Well, she's definitely here. I'm not sure how likely it is that you'll be able to see her though, what with appointments and such. But I'm sure she'll make time for you.
Storm finished with a wink.
Thanks, Stormy. I've gotta go now, but I'll come by some other time, or you can always come and visit me later.
David replied. Storm squeezed David in another tight hug before letting him go and returning to her post. She waved as David walked into the castle.
Later, Davy.
Dude's a frickin' magnet. I wouldn't even be surprised if he wooed Celestia or Luna. Unless he already did, I can't remember. Anywho, let's get on to our flirtatious donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Subaru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon, Heart, Pastel, Skies, Austin, Rollins, 2, Hex, Sword, Brother, Marcher, Armicon, Lyra, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Ride, Soul, Battle, Swaffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi, 88, Chancellor Crust, Big Smoke, 369, Bobcat, GGF, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.